Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Luna New Technology Pocket Pussy Transparent TPE Male Sex Toy Handheld Soft Space from Best Vibe. So this is it's a sex doll torso that's transparent. So I was really excited about getting this because I've heard some people requesting a slime girl torso. Now, if you don't know what a slime girl is, it's an anime trope where the girl is made out of slime, but she's not like a blob. She actually looks like an anime girl, but she's see-through. And I don't know, like, there's an appeal to seeing your dick going in her body because you can see it going in. And I guess that's cool. That's what it's all about. That's the hokey pokey. So this is going to be like the world's first slime girl torso. And I was really excited about it, but look how small it is. This isn't what I was expecting. It's also somewhat cloudy. Like on the website, it looks more slimy, but it's very cloudy. I even, right before the review, I ran it under the sink just to see maybe if I could, by adding some moisture to the outside of the doll, that it would make it look less chalky. But no, this is just how it is. It's the material. You could always cover this with, you know, to get the slime girl experience, cover this with like with lube, you know, something to give it some extra slimy slipperiness. But it comes in the box. It's kind of chalky, as you can see. And I think this is just the material. You know, again, I ran this under the sink, but as soon as I dried it off, it was chalky again. So it's just the material. Anyway, there's not much to say about this, except there are three. It may be hard to see. Let me see if I can stretch this. There are blue rings built into the doll here, here, and here. And what these rings do, they're made out of silicone, I believe. It's a less stretchy material. And this creates kind of segmentations inside the doll. So when you're having sex with the doll, your dick is going to go all the way up into her sternum. In fact, you can see where the vagina terminates. It terminates right here below the boobs, because you can see the material starts to thicken, becomes more opaque. Anyway, the point is there's three blue rings which create kind of segmentations of tightness. So you get like a little bit of a suction action. It's something. The butthole is just for show. It supposedly has two holes. It has the vagina and the butthole. But the butthole only goes, it's only about one knuckle deep. So if you stick your pinky in there, once you get to your first pinky knuckle, the butthole will terminate. It's not usable, but it is there. But again, it's only going to go down to like your pinky knuckle. But the vagina is fully usable, and the vagina will go up to the breasts. As you can see, the vagina, it opens up a lot more than you'd expect. So normally a woman's vagina has three parts. It's like a strip mall. You got your clitoris, you got your urethra, then you got your vagina. But because this is so small, the vagina takes up the entire strip mall, from essentially the bottom of the vagina all the way to the clitoris. So this is not anatomically correct. This is very disproportionate, because they're trying to, you know, make this fit in a smaller package. Now, these sorts of dolls are fine, but you gotta understand, this is essentially just a pocket pussy. It's a pocket pussy in the shape of a woman's torso, but it is not a sex doll torso. Because, look, when you're using it, you hold it like a pocket pussy. You're gonna hold it in your hand, you're gonna jerk off with it like this. You're not going to be able to like hold on to her butt cheeks and hold on to her waist and thrust into her. You're going to be holding it like a pocket pussy. So don't think of this as a sex doll torso. Think of it as a pocket pussy in the shape of a torso. That's basically all it is. As far as how it feels, it felt fine. You know, you can see your dick kind of inside of it. But again, the material is so opaque. Well, not opaque, it's cloudy. It's not as transparent as I think it should be in order to get that. Now, again, maybe if I added some lube to it and really slimed it up, it would help the cloudiness. But if you don't do that, if you don't want to slime up your slime girl torso, you're going to see your dick, you know, but it's going to be kind of cloudy. Like, you know, when you're taking a shower or you see somebody taking a shower and you have like the foggy shower doors, it's like that. You can see what's going on in there, but you can't really see any detail. which I think is a missed opportunity. I'm not sure how feasible that is. I mean, this is made out of TPE. I think they made it as best they could. I don't know if they can make it more transparent. This may be the best you're going to get. Again, maybe by adding some lube to it, it would make it more transparent. But it's going to be a mess, regardless of how you deal with it. There's obviously no skeleton. This is just, again, it's just a pocket pussy in the approximate shape of a woman's torso. I do have to give it credit. It is a natural-looking woman's torso. It's not overly anime-esque. It doesn't have giant titties. It has a very realistic figure with, it looks like B cups, possibly C cups. Nothing too crazy. So if you're into more, I don't know who this is for, because again, if this was a life-size sex doll torso, then this could be a good recommend to guys who are into slime girls. Guys who want a waifu who's transparent for one reason or another. Maybe if you're into ghosts, I don't know. But since this is just a pocket pussy, it's not really that good to recommend. Unless you're into a pocket pussy, if you're in the market for a pocket pussy and you're like, hey, if I'm going to get a pocket pussy, I might as well get one that kind of sort of looks like a woman's body. Well, then there you go. As far as a pocket pussy goes, it's not bad. It's a pretty standard pocket pussy. It has the rings in it, which create some tightness or at least some segmentation, which is fine. The transparent aspect of it could work. Now, I've seen transparent pocket pussies. I've reviewed transparent pocket pussies. So this can be done in a more transparent way. However, I've noticed that the really transparent pocket pussies are very sticky. They're like a jelly. Whereas this is more of a traditional TPE blend. But again, if you're going to make a slime girl toy, you might as well go with the ultra transparent material, even if it is a little sticky, because that'll just play into the whole slime girl thing. I do appreciate what this was going for, but more transparent, more sticky. This isn't even listed on the website. There's no references to slime girls. You know, it says this is like a transparent TPE soft space. I'm not sure what that's about. They have a picture of an android in the background. No, this is not an android. This is a slime girl. So take that picture of that android girl, get it out of here, and put in a picture of the slime girl from the monster girlfriend anime. I don't remember the name of it. I think the slime girl's name is Shu or something like that. Anyway, that's who the mascot of this product is. You want a slime girl, and you want to use a more transparent, stickier material. You don't want it to be sticky, but in my experience, the very transparent TPE is sticky. It's just naturally sticky. So just lean into it, lean into the slime girl aesthetic. Also, you know, as far as the price goes, this pocket pussy torso thing is $46.99, which is about standard when it comes to a pocket pussy. It's a little on the expensive side because it's being marketed as a torso, but this is really just a pocket pussy. I would like to see it a little bit cheaper. Something closer to $30 would probably be a little bit more appropriate. I understand, you know, it's got the little boobs and it's got more going on than just a normal pocket pussy. But at the end of the day, it's essentially just a pocket pussy and it's a little on the expensive side for what you're getting. But it's not too expensive. $50 for a pocket pussy is pretty standard. This is just on the upper end of that range. And it's fine for what it is, but there are better pocket pussies out there for a little bit less money, in my opinion. So I've already given my opinion about what I think can be done to this product to improve it. What I would love to see is an actual larger slime girl torso. There is a market for slime girls. There's a market for guys who are into slime girls, who want a transparent sex doll that they can see their penis going into. You could put all kinds of rings and all kinds of goofy stuff in there. It doesn't matter. But there's a market for it. But the market is for a fuckable doll, not a pocket pussy in the rough approximate shape of a woman's torso. So something at least anime body pillow size, maybe not life size. Life size might be too expensive, but the guys who are into slime girls probably have an anime body pillow. If they have an anime body pillow of their favorite slime girl waifu, then having a torso that can pair with the anime body pillow, which would just be a little bit bigger, well, a lot bigger than this, but not life size, like scaled down from life size. It would pair with the anime body pillow, and then you'd be off to the races. And that underserved market that's into like Monster Girls or something can have this. And this could be the beginning of a whole bunch of stuff. You could make kind of anime themed sex doll torsos and all kinds of colors and combinations that could pair with different anime body pillows for different, you know, people who have different tastes. It's fine. I mean, the whole sex doll torso thing, you know, there's plenty of them out there in all kinds of shapes and sizes. So if you want to kind of make a splash in the industry and appeal to an underserved market, you're going to have to think outside the box. So I appreciate what this was attempting to do. I just think that as a pocket pussy, it's fine, but it could be better. As a sex doll torso, it's way too small. And I think the material could be more transparent, even if it makes it a little bit stickier. Just lean into the slime girl aesthetic. And that's all I have to say. It's fine. It's fine for what it is. Fairly priced if you're into for a pocket pussy, or if you don't want to wait for the industry to make a better slime girl waifu torso. If this appeals to you, go ahead and get it. It's not overpriced. It's a little expensive, you know, it's on the upper end of this sort of toy, but it's not overpriced. So it's $46.99. I do have a coupon code, so it'll save you a little bit more money. Use the coupon code, save a little bit of money. It's a good toy. Check it out. Hopefully they make a bigger anime body pillow size version of this, maybe with more exaggerated proportions where it actually looks like an anime girl. You know, because this one is made like a realistic woman. But if you're going to make a slime girl torso for anime lovers, you're going to want to like make it look like an anime girl with the exaggerated proportions and whatnot. And I think that would be a big hit. Anyway, that's all I have to say. So thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code. Check out the Best Vibe website. They have a whole bunch of toys, and I'm pretty sure the coupon code is good for the whole site. So maybe this toy doesn't interest you, but they have another toy that does interest you. You could check it out. You could use the coupon code, save a little bit of money, enjoy yourself, and that's what it's all about. Anyway, once again, thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code. This is Turtle Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.